friends, welcome back to another episode of Talk Your Heart Out. This is your host, Christy. Before we start this episode, I want you to think about whether these thoughts ever cross your mind. This person wronged me. I resent them. They're my enemy. Do you find yourself being angry all the time? Or reliving the pain of betrayal by someone you know and love dearly, or just by strangers or a party of people? Today I'd like to talk about forgiveness, and I think that is quite a sensitive topic and it's very deep. But the reason why I wanted to cover it is because I have been thinking a lot about it. And I find that not forgiving someone gives me a lot of pain and resentment and makes me a bitter person. Like Nelson Mandela once said, resentment is like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill your enemies. So I have to make a little bit of a disclaimer here. I think forgiveness is very personal, and for some people, they will choose not to forgive people for one reason or another. Either they're not ready, or personally, it gives them the empowerment knowing that by not forgiving them, it gives them power and makes them feel strong. And I have nothing against that belief and that thought, as long as it serves you and your well-being and it makes you the happiest. Forgiveness is a very continuous and ongoing process. It's not a one-off, especially when that betrayal is so personal or it deeply wounded you. It's oftentimes a cycle. You thinking you've forgiven someone, but something makes you feel hurt again, and having to re-forgive someone, essentially. Let me start off by saying what forgiveness is not. Firstly, the most common misconception is forgiveness is about the other person. I think that in itself is such a big reason why some people are so against forgiveness. I mean, even in my own experience, a very big part of why I think forgiveness is so difficult is because of politics, and back home there is such a big polarization and everyone's just so filled with anger and resentment. And we always say, never forgive, never forget. I think, in a way, that quote, it's trying to incite us to never forgive about the injustices that are happening day to day. And I completely agree with that. We shouldn't forget about it. But by not forgiving someone, it doesn't do them harm, you know? They might be blissfully unaware, or they just couldn't care less. And so you would just be holding that grudge and being so angry and so bitter. And it's just affecting on your potential and your day-to-day lives and your happiness. And so forgiveness is not about the other person. It's not about the enemy. But it is about freeing yourself and giving yourself the permission to let that event go, or not allowing that person to come into your lives again, your life or your mind. One way or another, it is giving yourself a freedom to be happy. Another thing is that forgiveness does not equate to weakness. In fact, I think that forgiveness is a really strong sign of strength, courage, and maturity. forgiving someone does not mean that you're allowing somebody to continue to hurt you and to betray you. You can cut someone out of your life and still forgive them. Forgiveness is not about saying okay. If someone hurt you deeply, that is not okay. And you forgiving them doesn't mean that you have to acknowledge that this thing is okay. And it is certainly not pardoning someone for their wrongdoing. You're not saying, I forgive you, therefore their actions or what they did was justifiable. That is not true. So there are a few things that I think helps when it comes to forgiveness. By no means am I saying this is easy. I for sure still struggle with forgiving something, especially regarding injustice, and it's especially difficult when those things are happening personally, that is affecting your people, your family, your friends, or yourself. I think that is very difficult, especially when the situation is not changing, when justice is not seen, and when the enemy or the other person is not apologetic. But in order to help us grow and help us move on from these negative experiences, I think forgiveness is a very big part of our lives, and it can be a big, very big learning curve for us. So the first step I would say is to see the experience as in another light. Oftentimes these negative experiences of being betrayed or being hurt, they can be quite awakening. See what you have gained from it. Be aware and be mindful of what you were like as a person before this incident and what you're like after. Sometimes you learn the most amount of things from hardest points in your lives. And even though that is not fun at all and it can be really heartbreaking, it helps you grow. And the second thing is, try and be proactive in turning the situation around. Sometimes we look at something when you're being hurt and you think, what else can I gain from it aside from heartbreak and just trust issues even? It gives you an opportunity to grow from it if you reflect on it and you're rational about it and you choose to react as positively as you can in that situation. And I'm not saying that this comes straight after the betrayal or the heartbreak, because oftentimes we need time to heal, we need time to process information and process why that happened to you and why that person was like that. It might even take months or years after the incident, but you can always use that as an opportunity for you to grow. For example, how can I prevent this in the future? Are there any standards that I need to set for myself and for the people that I let into my life? And are there any boundaries that needs to be set? I like to believe that the person that you're thinking of right now, the so-called enemy, is not intrinsically evil. I think they probably have really personal issues or insecurities that they're deeply disturbed by, and they're really hurting, and that's why they can't deal with those negative emotions, and how they cope with it is by hurting other people. Well, holding on to a grudge is like letting the someone live rent-free in your mind. And true forgiveness is achieved when you feel like you're done being angry or sad about that event or that person, and you're ready to let it go so that it's no longer affecting you. And it's giving yourself permission to have a peace of mind and happiness. Remember that forgiveness does not equal reconciliation. Forgiving someone does not mean that you have to let them back into your lives, especially if it is an abusive relationship or it really hurts you. It's about being able to allow yourself to never ever think about that person again if that is what you wish to do. So give yourself back the control after the incident of betrayal and hurt. It is your decision to say, I'm not going to be affected by this person anymore. Love you lots. Speak to you soon. Bye.